It's Friday, time to talk business with Sonia Sorich, digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal.
Hey, Steve.
A movie theater chain is suing the developer of a planned outlet mall in Elk Grove. What's behind the lawsuit?
The suit relates to stalled plans for a Regal Cinemas movie theater at that site. This complaint was filed late last month, and it alleges that the mall's developer, the Howard Hughes Corp., required this movie theater operator to lease space elsewhere for a movie theater that it didn't want in exchange for approving the Elk Grove lease. Now, this other location is in a Las Vegas suburb, and it was near a theater that Regal already operated. So that's the issue there. But now the developer has delayed construction on the mall, according to the lawsuit. And the lawsuit raises questions about the mall's future because of increased construction costs.
Is the mall any closer to construction?
The developer's representatives haven't commented on this lawsuit. And in the past, we have reported that through job postings and other sources, we know that some retail tenants are lined up for this project, but we don't know when those tenants plan to open. The outlet mall could have about 100 stores, and in the past, we've heard that half the center would need to have leases before construction could begin. But again, we don't know how far along the developer is in getting to that number.
And there's an effort against that planned casino.
Opponents of the proposed casino are collecting signatures for a referendum to reverse a recent city decision about the project. That decision basically involves allowing the federal government to put the land into trust, which would allow it to become a sovereign domestic nation where the Wilton Rancheria tribe could possibly offer gambling.
What would this referendum mean for the mall's future?
Well, it's not necessarily a reassuring sign for the mall supporters. The casino, as we know, was expected to catalyze activity at other portions of the mall, possibly bringing on more retail tenants. And some say that if this next step moves forward and the casino does not happen, it could kill the mall. It's also interesting to note that we don't know much about who's behind this referendum. The signature forms don't list any proponents.
New retail development is planned for a busy Sacramento intersection at the northeast corner of Howe Avenue and Folsom Boulevard. Is this site currently vacant?
Yes, but we know that a new 5,137 square foot building is planned here. We don't know too much about the plans or the timing, but we do know that the building could have four tenants with a drive-through at one end, and those tenants could include a coffee shop or a small restaurant.
On Sacramento's Stockton Boulevard, south of Elder Creek Road, a mixed-use property with finished buildings is finally on the market after a big delay. What's the story there?
This property is on the market 10 years after it was built, and it was never occupied. A couple interesting factors here. First of all, it kind of shows the surge and then the downturn of the local economy, as well as those involved in the transaction say it sort of fell victim to an out-of-town owner for a while. There is a new locally based owner, and that owner is open to a variety of possibilities for the site, which includes four buildings. It could possibly be used as a campus of different sorts in the future. We'll kind of wait and follow that and see if it gets any interest here.
The owner of a new fitness studio planned for Midtown Sacramento has an interesting plan to separate his business from his competitors. And it involves renewable energy.
This business is called Sacramento Eco Fitness, and it plans to produce power through indoor cycling workouts. And yes, this is really the type of power that would power a portion of the business, at least. A microinverter will be used to harness human energy during those workouts and then convert it into usable power, which would be used to power the building. This fitness studio is expected to open on December 19th in a former storage warehouse used by Lumen in Midtown.
How much power will the classes generate?
The estimates vary, and naturally this depends on the number of participants and the intensity of the workouts. But the founder of the business says that one class could potentially produce enough watts to power a refrigerator for an hour.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.